Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You could be sitting in the pool and, you know, suddenly, unbeknownst to you, the lightning. That's not what I wanted. God damn it. Not that one either.
Mike, what are you doing?
Shut up.
This is... not
what?
Nice, Mike.
You don't
that's
tell me to
not,
shut up.
Yeah.
Don't make me beat you.
Oh, dear.
Here's how you can do help. That makes sense. I get it.
Did you mean it to sound that? Is that what you meant to say?
Yes.
Yes.
No, here's how you can do help.
I'm just glad Carla made you read the copy.
I'm sorry.
This is a moment. Here's
it's
how you can
moment.
Do help. What would that? What would that?
Here's
mean?
How you can do help. It's figurative, fun, you know.
Here's how you can do help.
Yeah, here's how you can do help.
Isn't that fun when you say it like that?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Great to see you all. It's another TMOS cocktail party, and we're up here in Maine. We've got the Leesburg Spiewax. We've got the D.C. Zavalloses, otherwise Santanas, and here we all are up here.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's the tequila. I think you don't like the mule because of the new tequila that you bought.
My drink of choice this week is my first sip was about 1 minute before airtime. I am enjoying a Mexican mule.
Okay.
You teased that this
Have
week
you ever
on the
heard
show.
Of that?
Well, I had because Mike teased it. Then I had to look it up and I was like, oh.
Duh, right? Common
yes,
sense.
Makes
Mexican
sense. Makes
tequila.
Sense.
Tequila.
Mm-hmm. Makes absolute
tequila,
sense.
Tequila, la, 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 la.
I think it's crappy ginger beer.
Yeah,
what
you
brand?
Don't like the ginger beer.
Reed's.
Oh, you didn't go with Gosling's?
No, and I should have. The mass-produced stuff is the better stuff, or the main stuff.
Yeah,
that they
yeah, because you
here.
Like you like the pepperiness.
Yeah,
it's got a
I
burn.
Went with Reed's because it's got
burn.
Great packaging.
Yeah.
It looks all bright colors, and it's just blech.
Yeah, because it's like all isn't it all natural and no preservatives, so it goes
no
rancid.
Chemicals to make
yeah.
it taste better.
Lots of good colors
well, it's
for
not
Charlie.
Bad.
And so, pardon us for those of you that were waiting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I really take all of the heat for being so late. We were setting up a camera shot that we never really got quite right up here in Maine. We're in a very dark room with a camera that I can't figure it out. I've used it every day for years now, and I still
I don't
know
why
how
you,
use
know,
this
you complain, Mike. Matthew Brady had great success with it during the Civil War.
No, you know who has great success with it? My son, when he's playing Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
From the same company that brought you. And I think for video game controllers, they're really great. I'm not sure that I'd rely on them for cameras. It's just, you know, my own opinion here. But I mean, I'm trying to... Carla, I think, is very nicely lit, I think.
I told you, we
Carla,
could switch
Carla looks
spots.
Great.
It still looks like...
I like the coloring. I'll go with it.
I think the way I feel about it right now is... I watch so much news, so many talking heads on TV, and you see the people that have really crafted a wonderful home look.
Yeah.
And then
and
you see
here we are in our bedroom.
And then you see the people that just punt it. And I think we're, you know.
I think you're in the middle. I think you two right now are in the middle. You're not punting.
It's not disaster, but it's also not what I would want to.
And you know what? It's okay to be in the middle.
Malcolm in the middle. He loves
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Great television show, The Middle. Sure.
So,
Carrie, will you make a drink?
Yes.
Please.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys
What are you
going
to be drinking?
This is the debut of a Kristen Chubbuck signature cocktail, the Goldilocks.
Mrs. Chubbuck. Hello, Mrs. Chubbuck.
With Tito's handmade vodka.
Do you have enough?
just in case.
You think you guys are going to be okay down there?
This is for the first show.
Mike, I never
That's
buy
like
a bottle.
Workout.
I never buy a bottle that doesn't have a handle on it. I just because
right,
I don't want to drop it.
Before, so Carrie just made is just making the first drink.
Yes.
Can you hold the handle up to
what
the hold the handle of vodka up to the camera so we can do a progress
report. Right,
oh, it was brand new.
So
that
it
is
was
a brand new.
My hand's shaking. It's so heavy.
It's all so core heavy. Strength.
It's so heavy.
So it's Tito's Vodka, Wegmans brand coconut lime water,
and seltzer,
and a frozen hunk of Rose's lime juice.
Ooh. I didn't put a lime garnish because it would slow me down.
That's what we did.
Really?
What we did is show before
great.
You had.
So good. Oh.
We used Jello shooter cups to freeze the Rose's lime juice.
Which is super sweet, right? That's super sweet.
That's what we should have in our drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
We'll get some of that.
Once again.
How beautiful is that?
So
and great
nice.
Cups to
that
drink
Kristen
it in,
Shevick,
too.
She is amazing.
Just perfect.
I
once
love,
again, you
love
guys
glasses,
have killed it.
Man. Love glasses.
It's all about the glass.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I feel so disappointed in my drink.
Why are you disappointed?
It was your idea.
It looks fancy.
It looks nice.
It's got a nice sort of margarita taste to it.
It's not bad. It's really not
it's
bad.
It's kind of
it's
refreshing.
Not what you want, but
I'm probably going to like it in about 20 minutes.
I was going to say
you'll like right what now, we're drinking,
Mike. It's what it is. It's simple and it does the job, just like another great margarita product, Jimmy Buffett. It is just very common denominator.
It's nothing that's going to wow you, but your drink. I think
I'm just jealous.
Look at Carrie's face. Carrie's
wow.
face says,
this is really
is
good.
Yummy, yummy.
This
right,
is really good.
I've had it before.
Let's check in with Oscar
Shannon?
And Shannon and see what they're drinking.
Oh, I'm actually drinking a Moscow Mule.
Oh.
Okay. You were the first person that actually introduced me to a Moscow Mule. In that restaurant we went to after the improv appearance. You're the first.
Brewery.
I think you're the first person that isn't.
So is a Moscow with
vodka?
Vodka,
yeah. So
vodka, ginger beer, and lime.
Okay.
I believe the Stoli people. They had a sales rep who wanted to boost
that's
business.
What I should have gotten. I could have gotten that ginger beer. I could have gotten
good.
That flavor.
Why didn't you? Why did you?
Because
I would never.
The reeds. I thought the reeds would
cheap.
Be good.
He's
I
know.
It was not
that
cheap.
Bottle.
It was not cheap. It was like $5.99.
I don't know. I'm just messing around.
It was fan. What a slick jacket though. Is that a BMW jacket?
BMW.
This is my extreme yachting.
This is funny. Tell them the real reason you're wearing black.
Oracle.
Okay.
In the middle of a heat wave.
This is,
hottest July in the history of Washington, D.C.
First off.
No, not what.
It's not hot in studio, so I might. You know what? My mic sounds kind of weird. Let me try to fix that.
Yeah, you know what? We did a mic check
on
everybody except you.
Except me.
You were doing a mic check
on everybody. Everybody. Okay,
just like you.
It actually sounds.
1, 2, 3. It's so hollow.
It actually sounds really good, Oscar.
I agree. This is
why don't you directionalize your.
No.
Are you jumping on
a
microphone?
I might be. Yeah.
Here, mute me first.
Okay, this is 1, 2, 3. Ah, much better. Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
That's why we have to be so far apart.
Apologies.
If you don't mind getting further away, so we can have. So I'm not jumping on your mic.
No, she's got to be in the shot, though.
She's
got to be in the shot.
Is,
that's
she
the way we
she
have
can
to
zoom
do
directionalize
out.
Your
that's
microphone.
Not,
Oscar, directionalize your mic.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. Point your mic away from each other.
No. She just then, has to zoom out a little
just
bit. It'll be fine.
Turn your mic away. Here.
Like this?
Take your mic off to the side, Oscar. Like this. That's how you talk into the microphone.
Can I?
You don't talk directly into it.
Okay, it's still going
to
jump.
You don't have to move. You just bring it across your face.
So you think like he's been this? Doing this long enough?
Yeah, he's new to radio.
Hold on a second.
Let
me talk and
my
let me fix this.
My cable's not long enough.
Can I have, may I have your, Shannon, may I have the remote? This is how easy it's going to be, Mike. This is how easy it's going to be.
Rob, have you ever heard his microphone sound?
So terrible.
It's great.
I feel like we're in some kind of like.
It's like
movie.
We're yelling down to them that they'll be here to get you out of the well in 12 hours.
It sounds better now.
Baby Jessica.
It sounded better a second ago. You hit a button or something.
It sounds better now.
That's how good you just mute her microphone?
I muted her microphone.
All right, so
well,
her gate's
going
wide
to, that's
open.
Going to compromise.
That's what that
is. I'll work
that's
on
gonna
it.
Compromise her fidelity.
She's coming back, don't worry.
That's gonna compromise her fidelity. This is the TMOS cocktail party. Is this number 13?
I believe
lucky
it is
13,
lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
This is 13. If you remember, 12 is when we told the world what a disaster this show was and how much help we needed. And I'm here to say that a lot of listeners responded very nicely. We continue to solicit that, and we hope that continues during these pandemic times when everybody is doing badly. And it's very, very difficult. And I will tell you, I put it on my show prep today, but I will bring it up again to you. Because I just have to be real. I have to keep it real here. And is that Linus?
That's Bella.
Bella.
That's
Bella.
That's
settled.
Bella. All right.
Bella's
Who's
the one
Bella?
That looks like Linus.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Bella like the kitchen? Anyway, it's just...
Does Bella like the feel of a cool tile floor?
Our dogs are sequestered right now in another part of the home. That's just...
Santos is right outside the door here, locked out, though.
You know, my lighting and then Oscar's microphone and your dog, this has been a very unprofessional start to the show.
We're doing the best we can.
I blame the dog. Carrie, would you like to escort Bella upstairs, please?
No, Bella will calm down. Let Carrie be comfortable.
I was upsetting. I was playing with her.
I wasn't going to sell her out, but she did rough her up a little bit.
Oh, that's funny.
I sound crazy.
She's cute. Yeah. I was playing with her.
So getting back to what I was going to say, the fall... I wrote this down. Is anyone excited about the fall? Because I'm not.
No.
Well, I am if we're going to be here in Maine.
Yeah, that's different.
We are going to be here in Maine.
Are you confirming that you're going to be there in Maine?
We don't know. We really don't know.
I can't mention any names, but one of my mates, one of my golfing buds, got it this week. They sent out an email, and so as it becomes more real and more real and more real, it's just a strange time that we live in. And I texted a buddy. I said, please tell me it's not one of ours, and it was. And it's just a weird world, and they're still not registering down there. We just got our...
the highest number of deaths today.
Right.
I'm so sorry,
we just
Mike.
Got. Let Jeez. Me turn you up a little bit. Hold on a second.
Hey, Maddie, could you turn my headphones down a little? Thanks. Sorry, guys.
We got our notice from Lee County Public Schools today
right.
that said, 19% of people want to do virtual learning.
Right.
Or 19% want to do Lee.
Well, you have your phone right there. You can look.
You know what? I'll tell you something about the school systems and how they overthink it.
All I remember is 1%.
Virtual learning is virtual learning, but they had to put another subcategory in there.
So 1% would be homeschooling.
1% total.
Parents, yeah, of all the, what? Okay,
that shocks me.
1% homeschool.
Out of
77,000 students completed the form, which would be probably a fraction of the student body.
Right.
So 770 kids. 770 kids.
The bottom line is, I know now what kind of county we live in.
Okay,
to be honest with you, I know where we live now, and it's not just political. It's just...
stupidity.
It's just stupid land. Mm. It is. That's why a fraction of the students filled out the survey on what you wanted to do. 19%, 1% homeschool, 19% Lee virtual school, and then something called Lee Home Connect.
Which we're doing.
Which to me was virtual school with just a little more detail to it. And it seemed to make sense where you work with one educator. I don't know why they had virtual.
Are you sure it's not?
I can tell you the difference.
Okay.
So the difference is virtual school.
A little further apart from me, so we can.
Oh, you told me to get.
No, that's right. No, just so you can.
Lee virtual school is learning at your own pace. So I would say if Michael was in high school, I'd say we'd probably choose that option. But the Lee Home Connect is basically like you're in school, you have a teacher,
a little more intense.
You learn certain things at certain times. I mean, obviously, they haven't given us the program yet, but that's what they have alluded to.
Is it really wise for the people of Florida to learn at their own pace?
Right?
Coming in at the top one.
With 41%.
41% face-to-face learning.
So they're going
back. With another 9,000 cases today.
Full-time?
Yes. And then they called us and told us today
where we live, guys.
They will not be doing temperature checks on the children. So a lot of people are mad because they made their decision beforehand that, you know, what
and
they
dropped
wanted to
that
do.
On us after they got their little...
Well, I had this to discuss in the bonus show, but we probably should bring it up now. Since we last met 36 hours ago or so, VCU has popped it on Julia that... Remember how they told her that the 4-student apartments were only going to have 2 students?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've said... There's now going to be 4 students in it, and because of law, we can't tell you who they are. So Julia will meet her extra 2 roommates when she shows up.
Parents are living this all over the country. We're a mess. We're a hot mess. We're the worst in the world. Hello,
it gets
congratulations.
Better.
Okay,
you would think that would be my hot lead story right now.
Yeah.
Right. But Julia texts us this morning a little after 9. She says a student on campus at George Mason did some research about the company that handled the tests that they had to take to send back to the school.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID tests?
The COVID
tests. For all students going to live on campus.
At VCU is the same company that handles for all students returning to George Mason.
All right.
It's being handled by a company that was established in March of this year by a guy that has many, many companies that are recently established. They went deep on the website.
The dark web.
None of the doctors appear to be real that are mentioned. They do reverse image searches and stuff. They don't exist.
It's a scam.
Not only that, the website that they chose it from is full of clerical and misspelling errors.
Ooh.
So
what?
When they went to
bad
it, they
grammar.
Said, what happens is these schools went sight unseen with the lowest bid.
Ooh.
And there is some guy that established a company in March that says he's going to do low bid COVID testing. And I can name two universities, George Mason and VCU, that said, that's our deal. Well, Mason did their test earlier than VCU, and it's been much longer than the 5 days. Nobody's seeing any results.
Man.
Nobody.
It's so
doesn't surprise
it's
me.
It's so bad out
and
there.
And so the flavor of Julia's return, although a little bitter yesterday, today tastes of burnt arsenic. I am not happy. Because
are
that
you
is
flip? Are you gonna change it and keep her home? I would.
We have to wait and see right now. I don't know how the school is gonna I'm very curious to see what the school is gonna do. But they've obviously been caught with their pants down.
Everybody, I think the reason I bring that up is I think everybody in our nation right now on different levels is dealing with this because every region of the country, every school system, everybody's on their own out there. There is no regular national policy to determine
leadership.
How things are going to be done. There's none. And here we are again. And it's just.
And then supposedly, we're going to have another
wave
in fall. So
that's why I asked everybody.
That's a little scary to think about.
How are you guys feeling about the fall right now?
Well,
as we
I'm excited about school time apples. They're delicious.
I'm excited to wear this jacket when it's actually cold outside.
Why are you wearing a jacket when it's hot?
Because I had a production earlier today, right, Peach? Mm-hmm. And I wore this shirt, and with this shirt on, it looks like I'm fading away.
Take
into the background.
Take it off, Oscar.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be formal for the show. So
no, and you know
funny.
What? His skin tone is the same as the wood on the window,
yes,
so he can't take his shirt off either. He needs to wear black.
There we go. You want it on or off? Dealer's choice, Mike.
Take it off.
Take it all off.
Maybe next time, wait a half a beat before you say it.
Thank you.
Take it off.
A little tight.
Well, all I know is that I truly, truly feel unsettled. And
I feel
it comes to me on Fridays in particular where I just I look at my state, which again, 9,000 again today in the great state of Florida, where we would love to be going back, and be thinking about going back.
Aren't you
and
happy
starting my business over?
You guys sold your old house before this hit. Selfish, I know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in this market?
No.
I don't know what the deal is. I think that maybe they are not doing as bad as you would think. It's a strange
record sales.
World.
There is record sales.
It's a strange world economically because you just don't know. People are behaving oddly. Mm. I mean, there are certain transactions that are still going on. What's weird is just seeing new information every day about kids in particular and how they how the young ones, while they don't suffer the symptoms as much as older people, the transmission rates with little ones.
They carry
bringing
it,
it home, right? That's supposed to be worse.
That's
now,
it.
It's driving us. Sorry to make it all COVID, but it was top of mind over the at the beginning of the show today because Rob's dealing with an older kid and we're dealing with our little guys. So
like
it's,
Santos, all
it's,
he does in the morning is whimper because he wants to go back to daddy doggy daycare.
Sure,
and we're like no, not till it's
problems.
Clear. Not till it's clear.
So
have you tried mixed learning with him, putting him online for 2 days a week?
That is, oh my God.
try Canine Connect. Canine Connect is the virtual learning for the dogs, but they work with an individual instructor. That guy, Cesar.
Oh, the dog whisperer.
He's great. His own school.
Yeah.
Mike, can I move this up so
what
I can sit
mean?
My drink down right here?
You want to put it there?
Can I?
Yeah,
can I move
course.
That? Okay.
Yeah, be my guest.
I love Canine Connect.
Be my guest.
Do they spell it with a K and a 9, or is it C-A-N-I-N-E?
No, K and a 9, I think.
I like that. That's nice.
K-9. So we got the Moscow Mule, mm-hmm. and I hesitate to ask, are you drinking Jack and Diet again?
No. It's my old, like I want to say 6-7 years ago, Port City put out an Optimal Wit, and I really do enjoy it. It's a
Mike,
it's
did a you know that
Optimal
beer?
Wit?
Yeah. It was named after you, Mike.
Optimal Wit. That's me every day.
That even mean?
Optimal Wit.
Yeah, you're at the highest wit, right?
Well, no, it's a variety of beer. I think it's a wheat-based beer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
When I was at American University, we had some really goofy guys that lived in the second floor, and they made a beer called Optimal Twit.
Twit?
What? It's like Twit of the Year. Twit of the Year award that we have.
Oh, like a Twit.
The upper-class Twit of the Year award.
I got it.
Should be really, really special.
Honey.
Shannon, what are you eating?
What are you eating?
By the way, Shannon has been chowing since...
Jeez Louise.
Mini Star Wars. Okay, wait. I saw like a yogurt parfait.
Yeah. Oh, yummy.
Then I saw something that looked like almost like a cookie or cracker that you put in your mouth. What was... it's the Starburst.
I'm stacking them.
It's making a sandwich. Little sandwiches.
And then I'm like,
now when you are you eating so many of them because you have no sense of taste? You're just craving flavor somewhere.
No, I'll have
texture.
To snack.
I actually muted the mics and I was like, can you not do all
oh my
of
God,
that
he yelled
while we
at
do
me.
The show?
Is Starburst your number one candy? Is that your go to?
No, but I ate all of my favorite candies out. So they're out of them at the CVS.
Well, I'll tell you a secret about Shannon is that you wouldn't guess this. At least I wouldn't until I got to know her. She loves candy. And if I have candy with me at Podcast Village, which oftentimes I will have some, she'll eat it even if she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And then she'll yell at me and say,
somehow it's
why did you bring it?
It's thinking about you handing Shannon candy.
What do you got?
No, he
like
didn't.
You come
he
walking
didn't.
With these giant... Yeah, like these giant pockets.
No, I stole it out of his briefcase.
What?
It's kind of
warm. It's kind of warm because it's been in my pocket all day.
No. It was in his briefcase.
Oh my gosh. She's a thief.
Like this.
Yeah.
It was Good and Plenty. I hate
some
Good and
melted
Plenty.
In his big
those are
paws.
So disgusting.
They're
so
bad.
He gave you candy. You
no,
hated
I took
you just
them.
Were trying to be polite. Oh, you
she,
took
I took them.
And then yelled at me
out.
For bringing Good and Plenty. She says, I don't like Good and Plenty.
I hate it. Black licorice is the worst.
He has terrible
taste. You don't, need to, you don't need to take it out of my bag then.
But well, I took them and then I sucked off all the candy and then spit out the black licorice. Like
no, that's way too much. TMI.
It's a lot of work.
What are your go-tos as far as number one? You know, what's your number one on your hip bread? Like somebody brings that candy in, you can't resist
it's over.
It. What is it?
Oh, well, right now, Nerds has this like chewy, chewy like, Nerds.
Are you a toddler?
Like I'm like a little kid.
Yeah.
Something Nerds. Tangy.
Yeah.
I used to like Nerds when I was honestly
what, 15?
Five.
I didn't
five.
Say this
with
was
sweet
normal.
Tarts? Would Sweet Tarts be on the list?
No, Sweet Tarts aren't that great.
Sour Patch
Everlasting
Kids?
Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Nah, but I used to like the
Mary
watermelon
James?
Flavored
Bit of honey.
Sour Patch.
Sour Patch. Okay, so Sour
but
Patch
but not
are...
regular Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones. Those ones are right. really good. The other ones I like are Airheads. not
candy.
Regular Airheads. They're okay. the Airhead. They're sour. And they're
right.
like these strips. So I like the updated versions of all the old stuff.
What about
Airhead
chocolate?
Is not old stuff.
Calm down.
It's chocolate.
Calm down.
I don't really go after it.
I'm interviewing Shannon right now. I'm not interviewing you. I'm interviewing Shannon right now.
I don't
now.
Go after chocolate, but I like a good brownie, you know,
okay.
but all not right. really like chocolate candy,
okay.
unless it has something in it,
yeah.
like ice cream.
I may have had
caramel.
A binge.
Oh,
I had a binge immediately prior. Did you see what I did today?
Do tell.
Do you know what I bought yesterday? Do you remember
what I bought? Oh, yeah, you bought a big 5-pound bag of candy.
Yeah, I bought the combo pack. Thank you, Rob. I bought a combo pack of the Kit Kats and the Reese's peanut
Ooh.
Butter.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
Oh.
How many pounds are left?
Like
almost
a couple ounces.
It's an amazingly significant amount of the bag.
I mean, three quarters.
No,
oh, that's pretty good.
More than 5/8.
Well, then you barely ate any.
Yeah.
5/8 of the bag. But the thing is, it's just a packaging parade. You know, tiny little strips of Kit Kat.
So much
baby,
work.
It's too much work.
That's why they
way
slow
too
you
much
down.
Work.
Yeah,
that's how you
really
slow
should
down,
sell them
you know?
Unwrapped.
I mean, they why would you even buy that?
I think Reese's peanut butter
Seriously.
Cups. What if you sold a block of Reese's peanut butter?
Oh, I'd love it.
Like
Oscar
pan,
loves Reese's.
Yeah.
like a cookie pan size, and you just chop some off with like a machete.
Oh, that'd be great.
Think of it like,
or just put your face in it and just start eating. Yeah.
What I'm imagining, Mike, is like a 9x13 pan, right? 9x13 inches, and the inside of it is laid out like a Hershey bar, segmented, where you can break it, right? Yeah. And that's all Reese's stuff. That's where. But then it gets down to the peanut butter chocolate ratio, because remember, the egg is better than the Reese's cup because of the ratio.
No, in your opinion, I'm not a fan of the egg. I like the original peanut butter cup. That's right. But segmenting the peanut butter cups on a big sheet pan, you could break off 9 of them.
Let's be serious. Right. It really should be a half sheet pan like you use to bake cookies.
Yeah. I like the egg ones because then you don't have to deal with like the empty chocolate, like the chunks of empty chocolate.
Yeah, the ratio's better. The ratio's
so
better.
Much better. I actually
and
love
the wrapper slows you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrapper. But the good thing about the Reese's wrapper, you can really make your fist and take what might be 37 Reese's peanut butter cups, baby ones that you just gorge yourself on, and then just squeeze it into a little hand-sized portion. And then it looks like you haven't had as much candy.
I used to do that with bread when I was little.
Oh, yeah. I would take off the
crust off and then make a dough ball.
Delicious.
Then dip it in. What did you have today? You had a piece of wheat. You had a piece of wheat, a pea with just a little mustard for flavor on it. Yum, 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 yum. No, you ate well today. You ate big, right?
I didn't eat big.
You
I
ate big?
I had like 1,200 calories today.
You ate big you ate today?
Big. I didn't eat big today. I had a bagel, smoked salmon bagel.
That was
and
nice.
And then I had a cup of chowder and some...
Kathy's chowder?
No, it was from a store.
We were in a store.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And then I had one other thing. I had a cucumber salad. That's it.
I had a leg of lamb and 7 loaves of bread. Now we can start the show, Rob Spiewak. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Stay tuned. We're not standing at
this is a little low, Rob, coming to us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm Irish. I keep things very bottled up. And I don't drink, which is not what you're supposed to do when you're Irish. I don't drink. I used to drink. And then I drank too much. And I had to stop. If you quit drinking, you're about to lose the best excuse you've ever had in your life, which is, I'm really sorry about last night. I was just so drunk. That is a get-out-of-jail-free card that you don't even realize you have until you lose it. I can't say that anymore. I can never be like, I'm really sorry about last night. I was just so drunk. Now I have to be like, I'm really sorry about last night. It's just that I'm mean and loud. It probably will happen again. Now, I quit drinking because I used to drink too much, and then I would black out, and I would ruin parties. Or so I'm told. When you do that enough, when you black out drinking and you do crazy things, you kind of become like Michael Jackson. Like, any story anyone says about you might be true, and even you don't know by the end. I saw an interview with Michael Jackson before he died, and they were like, is it true you bought the Elephant Man's bones? And he was like, I don't know, because how could he keep track of that? So I would hear stories about myself. Here's a story I once heard about me. I guess I was 20, and I was at a party at someone's house, and I blacked out drinking, and someone came out of one of the rooms at this party holding like an old antique bottle with some liquid in it. And they said, hey, is this whiskey or perfume? And apparently I grabbed it, drank all of it, and said, it's perfume. And it was.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I look, now you hit the button now and I'm all right.
What did I do?
You can't do that.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Can't prance on it like a reindeer across my audio board.
My bad.
Hello.
I was just trying to help.
We are live.
Of course.
Oh, God. And I look like an elf.
What happened to the lighting?
Stop being so vain.
There are so many factors going on in this studio tonight that I cannot deal with it. There you go. That's good.
Oh,
we're just, it's 300 degrees up here, so gotcha, we're just trying to figure it out. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, and I will fix this in just a second here. And I tell people about Cornerstone.
Let's talk about your mortgage rate, everybody. Nice. All I can say is this, that we use Cornerstone. We love Cornerstone. We are able to get a loan. We got a new house. How easy is that? Right?
We love it. Absolutely. So, love it.
If you are currently
the ad lib portion.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now you continue.
Yeah, it just looks like, let's talk about your mortgage rate. If you currently have a 3.25% or higher,
I look at one thing and then I look at another thing. Yeah, hi, Mark. Mark Livingstone's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Very
great
nice.
Guy.
Yes.
Great
yeah.
guy.
And that would be at Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
And you need to do it when?
Now.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, honey.
Everybody. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low, they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that the big banks can't. So, internet rates on 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was another listener of TMOS that was detailing their refi.
We'll be highlighted next week.
They saved a ton of money. Yeah. And folks, listen to me. You might not realize this, but when one person does that and then very openly shares their experience with a local advertiser that we deal with personally, you are helping us more than you know. And what's great about it is everybody wins. You win because you get a great rate and you save money. Cornerstone wins. They get another great client. The Mike O'Mara Show wins because our advertising has been successful for the clients that we have. And that's what it's all about. And we love that, and it makes us very happy, and we're great.
Yeah, what the hell did you do? You guys aren't in gray. The hail.
I'll fix it. I swear to God, I will fix it. Let me just do this a little bit.
There you go. A little color. Yeah, a little color. Nice. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
A little color.
Like that.
I like it like that.
This is trying to get digital technology to enhance a product that's in effect defective. It just doesn't do what it's supposed to do. If I am sitting there 3 inches from a computer screen and looking directly into you, it's probably perfect. And it's probably going to give you a really good picture. Like if I go like this, if I sit there and go, hi, this is great. You know, I can probably adjust it and it's going to be fine. But
oh my God, I got to give you a facial.
But I know.
Don't do that again.
All right.
Frightening.
I'm trying.
I like it.
Got to work on those pores, baby.
I know.
It's probably hard to...
Sit closer to me, for God's sake.
How can I get closer to you? Look at me. Okay.
At least he wants you to be closer. No. Oscar pushed me away.
Well, she was jumping on my mic. You know, I can't have that happen.
How?
That
nobody else
your mic
jumping
sounds
on
like
mics.
Crap tonight.
It does.
So
it
that's
does.
Another thing. Yes. You know, we should maybe come in and... Like,
we were here next time at, we do this, 30 minutes early.
I
should have fixed this.
We should all just be in different rooms.
Yes, our own space.
Do you not want to be on the camera? Like, you've been in the other room for a lot of these shows. Do you feel more comfortable when you do that, when you're in the other room,
in the phone
Shannon?
Screen room?
Well, then I don't get yelled at for, like, messing around with stuff.
Or
so
eating.
That's kind of nice. Yeah, I like that.
Mike, stacking the Starburst.
Super fidgety.
Let me show you what I have to
I'm
deal
a bit
with.
Of a mess
and just,
right
just
now.
To, just to,
look at that.
Look, no, and that's not even half of it. Look at this. Look at this setup.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Look at that. It looks like she's set up for a party to play Mahjong right
Nobody's
there.
Nobody's like blowing up my spot.
And I'm like, come on. You're killing me
He's like,
Smalls.
Stop moving.
She's opening stuff up. She's making drinks. She's making noise.
I'm putting on my chapstick.
This is crazy.
It's true.
This is what I have to deal with.
I drink my water. I refill my drink.
Mm-hmm. Is she the same way? If you were like to set up to do like an 8 or 9 hour road trip together,
would she pack
a huge cooler? What would she do?
Yeah, of course.
In the middle of a movie, she will look in her big bag and she will find the fruitiest lotion. And I'm in the middle of like an action scene or maybe the end of a film, and I said.
I have ADD.
And she's throwing on all this lotion. I'm like, you couldn't wait till the movie was over.
My hands are dry. Minutes. Why can't I put on my lotion? What's wrong with that?
It takes you out of the I'm
like,
he
wants you to pay attention.
Yeah, I know there's probably a significant amount of the audience that enjoys the idea of you putting on your lotion.
Yeah, exactly.
It was they're the putting it on now.
Appreciate
it was the best part of John Wick. Yeah.
You want to see the fruity. I'm into the movie. You're clearly not if you're putting a lotion on. And
no, I'm into everything, but I like to like do stuff.
Well, you know what?
Multitask.
That is a perfect segue because you, unbeknownst to you, tonight we have a surprise for you.
Yes.
Love it.
A surprise for you that I would hope would make for a very special weekend for you. And I will leave it to your hubby to tell you what's up and what's going on. But I thought it would be a fun idea to get your regular reaction to this on the show live. And Oscar agreed that it would be a good idea. So I'll kick it over to Oscar let him share this good news with you.
Be honest, Shannon.
Teeing me up the way you did. I might sound hollow to the audience, but I'll say this: that you for some time now have been really sweet and respectful of the fact that we bought the wrong house, not the wrong zoo, but the wrong house. And we don't really have an outlet to go to anyone's pool, beat the heat. You're always working in the back. And I'm like, oh, we got to figure out a better way to do this. So I did one better than to actually buy us a pool. I rented us a pool in the city for 2 hours.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now there's a caveat because it's a stranger's pool. And I used an app called Swimply, and so we'll be renting.
Tell her about. Just calm down now. You're a little nervous about this.
Swimply.
Tell her all about
Swimply. I think he's doing a great job.
Tell her about Swimply for the listeners that might not have heard about it.
For those that don't know about Swimply, it's a way to beat the heat in the age of COVID-19, where you can't go to your public pool or your city pool. How could you? You can now find other people that are wealthier and more successful than you. That have pools, and you could rent time like you would a timeshare, but just by the hour, time at their pool. And you can do it for a fraction of the price. And I spare no expense for us. I found a pool in the middle of Chevy Chase.
Right.
That for $60 an hour, they swear that we can swim without any drama, no issues, except for the fact that when their kids want to play, they have to bump our time back. So
that's all.
That's what happened.
Did you get any more clarity on that one? Is that what it was?
I think that's the case because the booking I've made, Jen, is for tomorrow from 1 to 3. So 1 to 3, get out your best bathing suit that could be ruined by chlorine.
Oh, it went back to 1 to 3 instead of 2 to 4?
Yes. With the chance of showers tomorrow, Mike, the kids canceled their play date that they had. So now we have our time back.
There is a lightning bolt on the weather app. So we shall see what happens.
Well, that'll add for some excitement.
You could be sitting in the pool and, suddenly, unbeknownst to you, the lightning. That's not what I wanted. God damn it. Not that one either.
Mike, what are you doing?
Shut up.
This is... that's not nice, Mike.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
Don't make me beat you.
Oh, dear.
That's more accurate than we know, I bet.
Yeah. Be careful what you say. Oscar will call you after the show.
I'll do it the old-fashioned. Lightning fast. Yeah,
like a Foley artist in the old days of radio.
Rob made a great allegation where he said, what about the pervert quote?
Yeah.
It's not an allegation. Rob, what's the word he's looking for?
What I did is I suggested.
It's an analogy.
It's not an analogy.
I suggested that what he might be dealing with is when he and Shannon show up to the pool in their bathing gear, he's going to look up to the house in beautiful Chevy Chase and see this.
Yeah, or a camera.
How did
That's
you find
the suggestion
out,
I made.
How did you find out that, first of all, let's get the reaction first. Yeah. So what do you think about this proposition?
Be honest.
How does it make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool. I agree that Rob has a very valid question.
Like it might be a perv's house.
We were able to move you back to 1 o'clock, Mr. Santa.
That's a little weird.
How did you make contact with the owners to find out about the pool?
Because what I didn't want to do is show up and disappoint the peach. So I was like, hey, I'm just confirming tomorrow, and this was today, earlier today, because I want to get some feedback, especially before the show. And she said, great news. My kid's swim party got changed because of the possible thunderstorms, but we'll see you at one. And I was like, all right.
Well, see, that to me is okay. That to me sounds perfectly normal. Yes. And I like that it's a lady that you're dealing with, like the woman of the house.
I mean, was I could be catfished. I don't know, Mike.
Was it a clear phone connection? Because possible thunderstorm sounds a little bit like positive diagnosis. I just want to make sure she said the right reason that they postponed the party.
If they communicate to you through the app. What I am curious about, though, now is if it's a rain out, what happens to my money?
Yeah,
it must be in the app. It must be in your terms, I would think. I mean, if you pay for it, you got to swim. And swim in the thunder. I like swimming in thunder.
That's
safe. Nice saltwater pool.
Make it exciting.
I remember I was on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Absolutely obliterated.
Hello.
Had a lovely, actually, it was a friend of mine and me, and a couple of young ladies asked us to go back to their home. She was, I think, perhaps recently divorced.
Oh, hot to try.
I'm sorry about that. Nothing happened. Nothing happened with me.
Probably why she divorced.
Of course not.
I remember a horrible electrical storm, and I was sitting in the hot tub, just S-faced.
That is not okay.
Feeling the rain
on
my face.
That's not like you.
Oh, I was. You know, I had a couple of times in my life where I was like bottom, back to the top, bottom, back to the top, bottom, back to the top, and this was one of the heading down towards. But it was a nice evening. I remember feeling pretty good. And then,
God, those hot tubs though. If you drink in a hot tub, you have to be careful because you don't realize how much you're drinking, and you stand up and then you fall down.
But I woke up and it was 1940.
Tell me about it.
I woke up and it was actually 1940. I was in a hot tub time machine.
Hey,
I got that.
I know what's going to happen if it rains. Oscar is going to use one of the great quotes of my asshole Uncle Tommy. He will be saying, and I saw this at an airport, when Tommy is yelling at this poor, hapless attendant.
No.
He says, my reservation. He says, your reservation isn't in the computer. And Tommy yelled, but my money's in the computer!
Oh, my God.
We'll see. We'll see.
No, he's Oscar's nice now. To people.
Okay.
All right. So, let me ask you this, Shannon. So, you're looking forward to it a little bit, maybe?
Well,
no Santos. No dogs.
That's fine. The idea of, I'm actually slightly concerned about all the kids in the pool. Because that sounds like it's a very
dirty.
People use it a lot.
Feces.
What about the strips?
Yeah.
The strips, Oscar. Yeah, you told her to buy the strips.
So the strips came in from Amazon today what I thought was going to be the pool and off the Cape where my brother uses.
You said Maine on yesterday.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry, Cape. Sorry.
Cape Cod.
So what if we remember? I was a lifeguard for 5 years, so I can actually take the pH with a little pool and tell you if the chlorine level's at a shocking point. That means somebody took a deuce in the pool and they're trying to cover it up. Or it's a regular pH where it's like, oh, okay, somebody's taking care of the pool.
Can't you just smell it and tell, though? Like, sometimes you go in
and... Oh, by the time it gets to the smell point, it's too late.
Yeah, that's when it's floating in front of your face.
Dr. Fauci says we're not even at the halfway mark with urine in pools.
He also said to wear goggles.
Wear goggles.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, make sure. I don't know. I don't know if it's so safe to do that, guys.
I hope you guys have a fantastic time. And I really hope you don't get rained on. I'll send
you pics. I thought you really were going to Charlie's house.
No.
He lives in Chevy Chase.
Charlie has a pool of his own. He's invited us to, but, you know.
Well, then you'll really get the...
But Oscar likes to pay.
Hi, Charlie. We love you. Charlie's in the pool right now.
He would not do that.
Charlie comes out in the Speedo, the red, white, and blue Gordon Liddy Speedo.
Yeah. Was that today?
Or just a robe.
Oh, dear.
Just a robe and a cigarette. We're taking a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. You've been creeping around
the backstairs.
Find out every Friday. It's Oscar's take on the Mike O'Meara Show.
That's great.
That's a solid promo. Thank you.
Do you know who wrote that? You know who produced that?
Who?
Mark Liddell. Yeah,
I got.
Oh, that was Twitch.
Thank you, Twitch, for sending that great work. And he said, Oscar, he loves you more than his luggage. Whatever that means.
Wonderful.
That's from Steel Magnolias.
He's a sweet guy.
That's what Olivia Dukakis says to Shirley MacLaine in Steel Magnolias. My name's Mike O'Meara, and I am an old queen. Thank you very much.
You have queen to me.
Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home in the past.
Freshly.
I put extra tequila in there for him, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love the sirloin steak.
This is Mike O'Meara for Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home the past few months, a lot. And at first, kind of fun cooking at home, right? Yeah. Well, now if you're like me, you are plenty tired of cooking. What did you put in the drink?
I put extra tequila in it.
Some love.
But no opiates, right? No opiates?
Maybe.
Okay.
Just one.
Hi, this is Mike O'Meara. If you're like me, you have a really good chance of dying if you get COVID.
That's all I ever hear. I'm like,
Hi, this is Mike O'Meara. If you're like me, you know, going upstairs is something you just prefer not to do ever.
Ever.
Hi, this is Mike O'Meara. If you're like me, you think about death more than you should.
Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak, and if you're like me, you try to schedule your trips up and down the stairs so you minimize them.
Thank you. Anyway, if you're like me, you're plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough already. That's where Freshly comes in. Mm-hmm. You love Freshly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Freshly.
We love Freshly.
We love it. It's the greatest.
Yeah. Oscar lives on it. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat it for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Mm-hmm. Just choose a plan that works for you and take a break from all that cooking. It's too hot anyway. Oscar Santana says no dishes. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup.
Freshly, because we ain't got time for that.
No.
Thank you, Carla. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's
freshly.com/TMOS.
Yeah!
Ow! Carla, she sure is sassy.
She sure is. Well, we've talked to everybody except the star of the show. How is that drinky poo sitting this evening, Mrs. Spiewak?
Looking all pretty in your red.
Yeah, you want to hold up the handle? We're doing okay.
He's making you exercise.
That's a good dance.
I like
that. That's a real drink. How would you rate that? Is it the first time you've had the
drink? This is the first time. She'd explained it to me before, and in my head it worked.
I would actually.
I had one. I told him about it.
I would do it with a twist of fresh lime too.
How come we're always talking to the women on the show and hearing you answer? How come I try to interview Shannon and I was asking Carrie the question.
Yeah.
No, you asked me if I liked it.
Well, did I say you?
Yeah.
It's a yes no question.
And it's I expounded on it.
I'm just kidding.
I love it. What about you, Carrie?
I love it.
Yeah, she does.
I love it. Carrie will talk later. It always happens that way.
I would love to come to your house and we could have like a cocktail flute or whatever they're called where you...
A flute.
I'll take a flute.
Cocktail flute.
Yeah.
So, all the drinks that you've had on the bonus show.
I'll be playing it later.
Cocktail flute.
Cocktail flute. We had a lot of cocktail flutes at American University.
Oh, sure.
No, I don't know what that even means. Carla, didn't you say you had to take a call?
Oh, yes. I do. I will be right back.
Oh, okay.
That's code.
That made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the Speewacks have their alcohol handy. Did you bring any ice or booze up here?
Right.
You have to go downstairs.
Carrie, use the camera and show them what I set up for you over to your side.
Is it a drinking station?
I did. I set up a little bar for her because I said, you're going to be mixing. Take the camera and move it. Can't you?
Why can't you do that?
I know. I was already waving at the dog and I saw my arm flapping around. I don't want to do that again.
Look, you see?
That's cool.
Yeah, good job.
That's cool. And Shannon's got a little bar station over there, too, as well.
Sure do.
Which is wonderful.
Do you have snacks on top of your speaker? What was that? We just got a glimpse.
Oh, yeah.
Those cookies. Those are treats.
What are those? Oh, dog treats.
That's sweet.
Are those dog treats or are those combos?
They look like combos, but they taste like horse. So
they're cookies.
Dog
they're cookies.
How many times
good
do you think drunk people have eaten combos?
Oh, I would love combos right now.
Yeah, I had to move them up. Normally, we keep them on a lower table, but Linus is so polite that he doesn't eat them. But when we had the diabetic dog with the underbite, the diabetic dog found the treats and ate them all in one night.
Oh, no.
And we're like watching and saying, do we need to give her more insulin? Because this dog could be goners because he ate the whole bowl of treats. But no, so we just moved up.
You know, all I know, I have to say totally honestly, and we're running late, and I want to really try to maintain time properly here. But Carla has a little explaining to do because I did announce on the show yesterday that we're not getting the cat.
Yeah,
right. I said that
cat's
on the show.
Gone.
So Carla will do, since it really was her thing not to get the cat, she will do the explanation of that better than I can.
Okay.
So when she
okay.
comes back here, we'll make sure that we have that today.
And
I was a good, yes, go ahead.
And just for a reset, you adopted a cat. For what, 4 days, 5 days?
Well, no, he was targeted for an adoption.
We were targeted.
Yes.
The cat was still on the teat.
Targeted. Teat.
So the cat was on the... Well, it's teat, right?
I don't know how it works. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you say teat or teat?
I would say the cat's still nursing.
If you don't want to get bleeped, right. you say teat.
That's right. The cat is still nursing.
Yeah.
Right. The cat has to be in the company of her mother's variety of teats.
There's probably eight.
Teats. Cat's teats.
The rows of teats for all the other kittens that we have there. But Earl Grey, the cat that was all Earl Grey, was, and now, and they were cool about it. And the people next door, the lady next door, our new neighbor, is super nice and brought over some cheesecake the other night from a lady that makes it up here in Maine. And we've got a great relationship.
Does she use cow's milk to make that cheesecake?
Cat's milk.
Cat's milk. Okay, very good.
Cat's milk.
From the cat's teats.
Cat's milk cheesecake.
It's the best cheesecake.
It's from Teats Hill Dairy.
Everybody that knows cheesecake knows that the best cheesecake is made with cat's milk cheese.
From the can
factory. And remember the main tradition. If your piece has the whisker in it, you win.
Then we're just going to play darts.
There we go. I got a lot of good feedback on my Mike Tyson impression that we had there. So cat's milk cheesecake, yes.
Shannon's a cat person.
Yes.
She loves cats.
Shannon's bored. Shannon's like doing,
no, I'm
like
hot.
Adjusting. And
I'm
you're,
hot.
Yeah, you are.
I actually want to go turn the air
you don't
conditioning
have to do anything.
Down.
Pony, turn on the AC, please.
Oh, yeah.
Pony, give us a verbal confirmation when the AC has been lowered.
I have it set on like a schedule.
No, Pony can automatically turn it on from his house.
It's freaking cooking. But he can
do it. Is Pony at his home tonight?
Yes. Pony?
Where is he?
Oh, that's right.
Why isn't he answering anybody?
He's Pony,
I'm
you
right
there?
Here.
I hate him.
He's not allowed to drive after. He doesn't like to drive after dark.
Hey, you know what's funny is
like
when Pony
an 85-year-old woman.
Right.
When Pony puts all those effects on his voice, it sounds like Oscar's mic.
Yeah, Pony. Pony, go ahead. Let's duel it out. Sunday.
All right. We got to take a break, and we'll have Carla talk about the cat and another boring thing that we went antiquing today, and then we'll just drink more.
Hey, that's
because
great.
That's what we do. Yeah, lots of fun. Big fun. Big fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction?
Cat
How
milk.
Would you like to hear your voice on a podcast?
Teat
now
mouth.
You can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. Bird. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio Tufted. Shoulders with all the promo greats.
A beautiful
Tomato, Paul Christine,
Stephen,
that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can, but what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay safe. And if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first class stamp. That's a wow. That's a bingo.
Das ist ein Bingo.
Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money, keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. How is Thumper? How is he doing? Hi, Frankie.
Thumper. Everything is good. Frankie, get in here.
Frankie.
Michael.
Oh, okay, hey, Mike, okay. Real quick, can you say hi to
Little
listener
Feather.
Mike Harrell?
Mike Harrell? Okay.
Yeah, it's Carrie's cousin, and maybe if you say hi to him, he'll stop messaging Carrie, and she'll keep her phone not in her hands. Mike, enjoy
the
show.
Delighted. I am delighted that you are a fan of the show. I hope you continue to listen on a regular basis. It is special when we have a relative, a family member that actually engages with the show. I have a number of family members that
he
have
loves
done
the
that
show, yes.
On and off. None of them are consistent about it. None of them stay with it.
And most of them hate us.
They don't.
How do you know that some family members aren't listening?
Because I saw Ben.
I saw Ben
this
our
summer.
Favorite,
Ben,
our favorite
Ben's had
Ben?
A kid. Ben's had a baby.
People
a beautiful
have
baby.
They fall off for like 2 years. You know that when they have kids.
It. So yeah, so he's out now. But I get a reference. You know, some of them will give me a reference about the show. But by and large, no one listens.
I think they do. They just don't say.
What relative do you know on your side of the family? There are not many of them that listen to the show. Does your mother listen to the show?
I bet she's watching. Well, no, I don't know.
No, she doesn't listen.
No. Well, but wouldn't you rather they don't listen? I love that no one listens because then I can talk.
I think it's cool.
I can talk about it behind their back. It's great.
I feel free.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it Mike Harrell? Is
Mike
it Mike Harrell?
Yes.
He's my favorite Harrell.
Yeah.
Mike Harrell. And by the way, Mike Harrell was fantastic on MASH. He worked so well with Alan Alda and did a fantastic job. It was really, really awesome. Yeah. Is everything okay? Is everything okay with the Santanas right now?
Yes. Right? Shannon said, why is my level down? And I said, well, if you want to go to the restroom and you're not on microphone, I can sound normal while we talk. And then
well,
I can unmute
what you
her.
Do, you have refused to do it. All you need to do with
what,
your
what do
handheld, with your mic stand, your tabletop mic stand.
Directional microphone.
Move that off of your right shoulder. Your left shoulder. I'm sorry. Your left. Move it over. Yeah, that shoulder. And point it in the other direction. See where you're pointing it now? You want to point that in the opposite direction.
Away.
That made no sense.
And then stop
it. Yeah, because that's where you had it.
Yeah, that's right.
Settle.
This one?
No. You want. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. I'm talking sideways.
You want it sideways.
It is a directional microphone that you talk
one,
into.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And then you will be able. She will be able to have a wide open microphone, and she turns hers in the opposite direction, and then you talk right on top
like
of
it.
Them.
All right, look at that.
And you will be
this
fine. Let's try it now.
This is great.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Directional
one.
Microphones.
I God, I wish we had thought of this 55 minutes ago. Jesus.
Am I right about this, Rob?
Well,
Spiewak,
Mike,
Mr.
we
microphone?
Tried. We both tried to tell him this.
There was a lot going
and
on at the beginning of the show. The least of my worries was my
audio.
All
right,
audio.
So crank her microphone up now and listen. But you're not going to have the same problem.
I've never seen Rob so hostile.
Yes, you have.
Oh.
Yeah. Trust me, you have.
Well, there was that night when we got a call.
Yeah, well,
there was
there was a lot of shoving then.
Yeah,
well,
Carrie can. Carrie kind of owns that one, Shannon. That particular night that
turned it back.
What is Oscar? You can't do it.
I this is Turn your microphone back. While we were working.
Why are you making her turn hers back? Now
because
her
sounds
fantastic.
She sounds normal. I sound normal. I reset the entire board and recalibrated it. We're good.
All right.
We're good.
All right.
I think you sounds really good.
Thank you. Thank you. You appreciate that.
You were the one that brought it up.
Yeah, but this is my wife.
Okay, can we get over it?
My wife likes to leave and go do things.
I just went to the bathroom one time, though.
And then come back and then say, she points, she's like, why is my level down?
That's because my level, I was unmuted, but the fader all the way down, so you couldn't hear me.
This is why I've never taught Carrie how to run board.
I know, right?
No. I would say.
Fight board.
I would say the Spiewak seem to be doing very, very well.
They're super well. They're in love. They're healthy. Oh,
Carrie, that was a look. Carrie, what is that look?
Anything I will say this.
Are we, Oscar?
I think tonight Carrie looks beautiful.
She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Did she dress up for you? Did you dress up for her?
It sure has a collar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well,
is he wearing shoes?
No.
I buy clothes in hopes that I'll get a date.
I'm not wearing shoes.
This is my date.
Oh, my feet are dirty.
Your feet are dirty.
They don't look. They actually didn't look dirty.
I don't know.
What do you call that right now? That's dirt.
I swear I took a shower. My floors are filthy.
That's dirt.
Your feet are that's adorable. Dirt. Mine would take up the whole screen. Yeah. I'm a big feet.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, Mike, come on.
So embarrassed. Aww.
And I know Carrie would love to have a date.
I love her feet. I like her feet.
Carrie would love to have a date, but I don't know if you've heard, Carrie. It's in all the papers. There's something going on called COVID, so we probably shouldn't go out.
Yes, so my boyfriend can't travel here.
That's right.
Let him stay. Damn.
Wherever he is.
Sick burn.
Wisconsin.
Has anybody been out to an outdoor restaurant? Has anybody done that?
No,
not yet. Oh, we did today. We found a really great spot, right? In Ellsworth.
It's with a terrible name.
Flex
look,
it.
I'm going to give him a plug, but I'm going to be open about it. It's in Ellsworth, Maine, and it's a sandwich shop, and you go inside
sandwich
with your mask.
Coffee.
You go inside with your mask, you get your sandwich and go and eat it outside. And why is it called Flex It?
Yeah, could you, I mean, any ideas, guys? Like, why
it's
would
got a picture of like an old 1940s, like the thing you'd see on the side of a bomber.
And it's Flex It.
I
can tell you why. It used to be a CrossFit gym. And then they got closed down, so they opened up a sandwich shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I've been to indoor restaurants.
Oh.
Ain't nothing getting me.
Ron, do you know about this?
No, I was going to say that Ellsworth has one of the biggest CrossFit communities, so it makes sense to me because everyone that goes to the Tim Bertina show then goes and plays with empty tires.
They saved on a sign.
That's right.
When you get out of the, what's interesting about here, the demographics up here is when you get out of the blue hairs and the old people that are floating around here. And I think, we comment on the old people that are up here. It's a hard life up here. And people that get older, you know, people that are my age and maybe
it's like their bones.
It's just tough.
Something in their bones, the way they walk.
The long winters.
Yeah.
But then the young people, especially like the people that are hardy and they're just so fit. The people that are working on the water, the watermen, the lobstermen, the people. There was a young lady that was loading a truck up and she had wading boots on. And I think they were doing, they were clam diggers.
I think they were out there.
It wasn't bales of weed.
No, was it? They have their pot. They have their pot.
They
up
like
here
that
too.
Up there. Yes, they do.
They enjoy that big time. But it's just a real dichotomy between the elderly and the people. The young people are just flying around. And I guess that's the way it is everywhere.
Well, and they also leave, right? They leave the state. So you take them while you can get them.
Some people
and they
leave
also
the state,
get buried too. You know, they die.
I would say that if you think about this right now, if you want to take up the $10,000 tax credit for young people to move to Maine, do it today. Because if you're living in Florida or anywhere else, why would you want to be down there?
Yeah, but it's. I think if I can be honest with you, I think you're going to see a spike in this state when everybody comes up from all over New York and New England.
Everybody's here. Literally, everybody.
They're about to be here.
It feels like they're here.
They're here. It's crowded.
We went
up here.
The Walmart today, and we could tell they're here because it wasn't so. It didn't have that much stuff in it.
Oh.
And by the way. Mr. Handy again.
Try to look for a can opener. Couldn't find one.
Did a pretty stellar job on putting together the $22 bookshelves that I put together.
Mike bought two bookshelves.
I had to do a dresser for Robert yesterday. It's fun, isn't it?
Rob, where do you line up on the Allen wrench? Where do you line up on that
It was
tool?
My old DJ name. I think you knew that.
Allen Wrench.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, it's Allen Wrench. How you doing, everybody?
I don't mind the Allen Wrench. I've got a nice set of Allen Wrenches. What I don't like is
the... You hate Allen Wrenches.
I don't mind them. I'll tell you what I hate is the IKEA-designed Phillips head
IKEA
lock bolt, where a peg goes in and you turn a thing, a quarter thing, and it locks. Robert said
it's designed to compensate for the lack of real wood.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I was not totally dissatisfied with Robert's dresser because each drawer had a brace. So it actually, once together, it was okay. But what I didn't care for is Robert, after 3 days of me saying, can I help you put this together? Can I help you put this together? He says, no, Dad, I got it. And then he comes down and he says, I got to go to work. Can you finish it?
Mm.
And
I said, I'd be like, no.
And I said, there's no reason that it has to be done today, obviously.
Hey, that pizza's not going to make itself up.
The best thing is he said, well, I don't want to go and make pizza and come home with all those planks on my floor.
Robert has worked 2 shifts. No, but listen.
Yes.
Total.
The first shift, tips were $155.
Nice.
Yes. Second shift, $185. Just in tips.
For him alone?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they
tips for
they
him combined alone during a one shift, over $150 yes. They tips for him?
They pool the tips and they're
well,
split.
Well, I'm obviously worked, doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
He worked 3.5 hours on a Wednesday night and made over $200 because he makes like $7.50 an hour plus.
Is he shaking his money maker? Tips.
Carly, you know Carly gives he's Carly facial it. And they bring out the change purse.
Yeah. I'm like,
do you have change for a 10?
Thank you, dear. That was wonderful. 25, 45. But.
This is a rare
so,
eagle
hold on.
Nickel.
I want to stop. This is a minute. I want to just make sure I get it clear.
This is true. Yeah.
So you're talking about pooling the tips. His
that's
cut of the pooling
cut.
The tips.
Right.
His cut.
Good for him.
The pizza and business. That's
he's a
you're
server.
In a good neighborhood.
Yeah. He's a server.
Yeah. And he's already been recognized by 2 people
okay.
whom you love.
The Moodies.
Barb and Chuck
oh,
Moody.
Oh, that's sweet. They probably hey. Lit him up. They,
Barbara is a
nice.
Part of my glow gang.
Well, actually, Chuck, asked,
just saying.
Chuck asked if he could borrow some money from Robert. So I don't know if that's...
and then
probably
he threw a pizza
for all the
Robert.
Pizza?
Oh, my.
Better than a tater tot.
So the pizza game, so is this a nice joint on the inside
yeah,
where people
nice.
Sit down?
Well, fireworks wow. pizza. And it's not even
oh,
full.
I've been there.
Like, yeah, it's not even full
to
service right now. It's like just... partial seating, you know, with everybody spread out.
Here's
but
what I want you two to do.
Tomorrow he's working a double, and
oh,
he's the only server.
And he will earn
oh, wow.
$14,000.
Can he afford to hire someone to build his shelf?
Yeah, instead of his poor old dad.
Well, now
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
he can afford to pay for his Xbox Live each month instead
of
me.
Put the screws to the man.
Or right. me and daddy can put the family tip jar out on the counter in the kitchen for when he comes home.
Good is that dad will handle the dividing of the tips. It might not be quite equitable.
Ask him if he knows what tithing is to the family.
Oh,
well, I want more than 10%. I want more than 10%.
Yeah, 10% ain't enough. Oh,
you're listening to the TMOS cocktail party. I don't know what the hell's going on, but this tequila is
oh, we
got to
talk about the cat. The cat when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How dare you, Rob.
I brought it up. I did. It was my fault.
You missed a whole teat conversation.
Oh, my God.
Talking about teats.
Yeah, teats his own.
Fantastic. Delicious teat cheesecake. We're going to take a break. You don't know what we're talking about. We'll be right back after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. Bad Dog, Shaming Your Chihuahua to Cure Its Incontinence, Butterfly Grounded, Literacy and the Modern ESOL Student, and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Loofah, Blue Loofah. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Yes, Carrie. Hi, John Hartnett. Jesus.
You know what I mean? Your microphones when we go to break? Is that that's
I know,
what we
I
do?
I thought that that's what he did.
That's what he did.
What?
It's an echo in here.
Welcome back
I
to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I know you
we all do.
TMOS Patron Society. Don't want to do the commercial.
The worst.
Please give.
It's please give.
Every bit helps. Yeah.
Hey, wait, you uncrumple that paper and you read it right now.
Oh.
Wow.
Oops, I made it.
You can't just throw it away. I want to hear that.
That's freshly. I get it.
Wrong crumpled
Thank
paper.
Thank you, Carla.
Thanks. What the hell, Mike? It's the one you have to reach further. He doesn't like to bend or turn. That's the one.
Thank you, Mike.
There we go.
Friends, things are bad. I mean, look at these gorgeous broads sitting with us.
Boom,
do you think
boom.
They're with us because of our looks?
Look at this face.
See what he does to our looks. Do you think they're really with us because of...
out looks.
Oh my God, yeah. That is so lazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Or smart.
I proofread my copy. All of it. Even the stuff that I do myself. Do you think that they're with us because of outlooks?
Outlooks? They love Microsoft.
Our talent? No, they stay with us because we do this show.
Because we smart.
So we need to keep doing this show or our marriages depend on it. Therefore, we need your help. No two ways about it. And everything counts. What may seem insignificant to you can really make a big difference. Here's how you can help. Here's how you can do help.
Here's how you can do help. That makes sense. I get it.
Did you mean it to sound like? Is that what you meant to say?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Here's how you can do help.
I'm just glad Carla made you read the copy.
I'm sorry.
This is a moment. Here's how you can do help. What would that mean?
Here's how you can do help. It's figurative. Fun. You know.
Here's how you can do help.
Yeah. Here's how you can do help.
Isn't that fun when you say it like that?
Certainly having a blast over here.
Why you wait? Tell you something about Carrie Spiewak. You just wait. It's coming. Might not come in the first hour and a half. Might be the very end of the show, but it will arrive.
Oh, it came before the show, too.
Sometimes you wait 24 years.
The TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MichaelMaraShow.com. Click the Patron Society banner. Make a pledge to TMOS. $10 a week or any amount, even a one-time donation entirely up to you. If you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us. Now, do more. Because you want to. Here's how you can do help.
Yes, do help us, please.
Show title.
Let me see.
Michael Marisha, we appreciate and we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We do thank you.
Good job, Rob. I thought that was excellent. You write good copy.
I want to thank everybody, not just on the show, but everyone who's listening, for waiting for Carrie. God bless you.
She shows up.
Every time.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
Don't you have some Starburst, Steve?
Yeah,
why
I
don't
do.
You,
don't you have some copy to edit?
Obviously not.
Just read it.
Damn.
Or some dirty candy to give her.
Ask Maddie to read it. Why do I have to get involved?
She's got enough jobs.
Maddie's a very good writer. She would proofread it if you didn't feel up to it.
Thank you for volunteering my services.
All right, Maddie. You could send it to me, but I don't know if I get it back in time.
The fuse has been lit. For a call from Oscar tonight. That's
no,
all
there's
said.
No, there's nothing.
No,
fine.
No.
We know this you write horrible copy. We're good.
That's right. And
it's
Maddie,
time for
do help us. I'm not a magician.
Time. It's not a magician.
That's right. Somebody do divorce us.
It's coming in. It's coming in. Somebody's gonna get hit. It's crossfire everywhere here. This is amazing.
I might fall out of my chair.
Can we do a show tomorrow?
Mike, you
no,
yes,
we're
you,
going to the pool.
You can't leave.
Not right? Between 1 and 3.
You can't leave without telling us why you gave his cat back.
It's all on Carla. She's the one that came to me.
Okay,
why don't you,
so
I gave my interpretation
yesterday.
I love yesterday.
When Oscar really becomes Jack Parr. And he says, well, it all can't happen until we find out about the cat. Carla, what's going on with the cat?
Those hard questions, yep. Oscar.
Hard hitting. All right.
Well, there's, you know, a little thought behind it. I've been having a little anxiety about it just because, you know, it's a cat. I haven't had a cat in a long time. I used to have two cats, Hottie and Superman. They were fabulous, but I was like 19 years old.
Yeah, they're sweet.
I don't remember. So, long story short, I'm sitting with Mike at dinner the other day. You just made me lose my concentration.
I'm sorry.
Rob.
Don't look at me.
It's a beautiful
don't
song.
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to do help.
I'm just doing
I'm
a bit.
Sure you did.
I'm just doing, let me get back. Go ahead. Slide up a little bit. Slide up a little bit so people can see you.
I'm listening, right. Carla.
Go ahead.
So, I said, you know what, Mike? I'm just a little worried that when we finally do decide to go back to Florida, that having a cat in the car for 40 hours isn't going to be so great. You know, with kitty litter, it's not like they're a dog. You take them out,
right.
You walk them, and all that fun. And then going into a hotel with the kitten, a kitten.
Mm,
you know, right. It's just, I don't think it would be fair to the cat. I just really, the kitten. So what I thought was that when we do get back to Florida, that we'll have Michael pick out a kitten.
Oh, that's sweet. That's or he'll forget.
That's right.
Or he'll forget. Yeah.
Until then.
Not gonna happen.
But you know what? I love that. Okay, so the way it went down, I'll just remember the memory. Mike calls me sitting.
Michael, I've got bad news for you.
It was Mike's idea. Yep.
How did little Michael take it?
Like a trooper.
He was sad, but then I explained to him exactly what I just explained to you guys. And he got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's
because,
good.
Because we went up to the tennis courts and somebody said, oh, I can't wait for you to get your cat. And he goes, well, we're not getting our cat because when we do go back to Florida, you know, it's not like a dog. You can't just get out and walk them.
Oh.
And yeah, so he said exactly what I said.
That was where she made a good call.
Nice.
She didn't take my advice. I was going to tell Michael that the cat died of SIDS.
Of COVID.
And also the good thing is Florida cats.
Sudden kitten infant death syndrome.
You're smart, especially with a youngster, to get a cat in Florida because Florida cats don't have any teeth.
Are you saying he was smothered by the teat?
Yeah, he had too much teat. He got too much teat in the mouth.
He's like, meow, meow,
Mike,
meow.
Well, the worst thing is if you get a cat and you find out it's a male cat, and then you can't make cheesecake at all.
I know.
Yeah.
No, but male cats have nipples too.
Yeah. You want to
milk me, Greg?
I got to do one more. I got to do one more break.
And then Do one more break.
I'm sorry. And then we'll come back and wrap things up for the regular show. And then we got the uncensored show where we can all cuss. So that's it. So no cat. And the one last thing I wanted to leave you with that, because you said we'll revisit it in Florida, that means you're revisiting it with everyone.
Yeah.
What Everybody's, do you mean with everyone,
including me?
Buy-in.
That's right. And Governor DeSantis.
You caught me at a good moment. I had two cats that all over our house, and I wrecked a house.
Well, that's because maybe you were with us. I don't know.
Shade.
All I'm saying is that my cats want to all over the house. Thank you.
Meow.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Indeed. Come back with the final break on the Mike O'Meara get together for Friday evening cocktail party. Thanks for having us along. Lots more to unpack. Coming up on the Mike O'Meara. King's thing.
Oh, Larry.
And now here's Larry.
Don't tell anyone, but I own a dungeon. Angie Dickinson will always be my policewoman. My fingerprints. They're gone. My bread is always stale. I videotape you every night. Jelly beans. Tasty. I haven't been bowling since they split up the Germans. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Target, boy. Or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeOMearaShow.com. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good.
Okay,
it's unbeatable.
Okay, thank you.
Carrie's enjoying herself.
I know.
That's the one that made me laugh last time.
I will tell you this, that I believe next week, Rob, you can tell me if you think it's too soon, but I believe that Regis now should be replacing Mr. King from heaven, and we should have Regisisms from heaven. And now from heaven, here's Regis, and Regis will replace the Larry.
We had a brief meeting. Have we reached the time where we can actually talk to Regis?
Maybe Monday. I think that would be. We'll discuss next week.
We'll
open it up a little.
Regis's people called us, and they might have written something.
Yeah, I know. There's something that's lingering that Rob might have written like 15 minutes after he died.
Well, I might have written it even before he died.
Oh, my.
Just like the Today Show. We got to have everything ready.
This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show brought to you by our bonus packages. Are you having fun? Of course you are. Having a few belts and hanging with your podcast buddies? Not too shabby.
Too bad. No, I know. No, you're not doing that.
No.
Too bad it has to end. I'm sorry.
Life?
Too bad it has to end, right?
Stop it, whoa. Oscar. You took it too far.
It doesn't have to end. We're going to do a bonus show right after this masterpiece. And you're invited.
How about that? You're invited.
Fess Parker's Winery.
Anyway. Even though the bonus show will only stream free once before it goes behind the paywall, you can get unlimited access if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. No commercials, no censorship, no
Hey!
Oh.
He wrote it. Right, Carrie Lynn?
Yep.
Carrie Lynn?
That's what her dad used to call her.
Do help by the bonus show. It do help us.
If you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
It would be so great, Mike, if we were in her dad's house. I'd hear it from down the hall. Carolyn,
bring my Chinese seeds to me.
Don't plant the seeds.
A subscription just might cure your insatiable craving for ham and companionship. It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Imbibe, subscribe, and dig the vibe. And now, back to the Bionic Woman already in progress. Thank you, Jamie Summers. Yes. Jamie Summers, who was played by, hold on, I'll get it. You probably know it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it. Oh, my God. Lindsay Wagner.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? Quite box.
I doubt it.
Thank you, Carla.
Really? Meow.
I doubt it is good.
Do you have a compliment for anybody?
Yeah, I complimented your wife.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
How about that?
Damn. Yeah.
Well, she's taken.
Sick, Carla.
Burn.
Hey, my friend Adrian was a member of the Bionic Woman fan club, and she had a she had a card in her wallet.
Card member.
Look at me.
Were you a fan club of anything, Mike? I was a member of the Captain 20 fan club back in the day.
Let me see.
I was Ronald McDonald fan club.
Oh, the TMOS fan club.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like in the day.
Oh, sorry.
Fan club. Boy. Mm. I'm trying. I definitely had one of those Christmas story. Buy the box top, get the stuff through the mail,
right?
From a television show, but I can't remember being part of a real fan club.
The Galloping Gourmet.
It was Richard Simmons. The Richard Simmons show. I was on Captain Kangaroo. I was on Ranger Andy and Linda Katz. Linda Katz, when the camera came out and they show all the 5-year-olds that are sitting there in the front row. And at the moment that the camera panned, I was sitting next to Linda Katz because we went for a birthday party. And Linda Katz stuck her tongue out at me right when the camera was going by. And my mom said she was very embarrassed. And she said it to me like I did it.
How dare you? That's your fault.
That started it. That really started
it. That's too funny. Yeah, she stuck her tongue out at you and your mom and you got in trouble.
I was very embarrassed when you and Linda were fighting. I said, That started it all. There's my life in a nutshell, right there. She did it. I got in trouble for it.
And that seared this lust for conflict within your relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fingers.
Yeah. When I was a kid, the only show I was on was 60 Minutes.
Yeah, that was a very, very sad thing when they found that locker out in the middle of that cornfield.
Proven innocent.
You're confusing it. When he was little, it was like, can you believe this baby came out of this womb?
That's the topic of an Andy Rooney piece.
By the way, Michelle was on the Jim and Tammy show.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
That's right. What happened?
Michelle was on the Jim and Tammy show.
I don't remember that one. Yeah.
Your sister was on the Jim and Tammy show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And they served chocolate milk. I remember that. Ooh. I got to watch her from up above.
PTL?
Yeah.
No, it was before that. It was before he was like a Jim Baker National guy.
Yeah.
It was a local show in the Virginia Beach area.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a
kid's show, right? It was a
kid skewing God show. Yeah. They told them all that bullshit.
Tammy yelled at Michelle.
Oh, that's right.
Tammy was mean.
Tammy Faye yelled at Michelle.
Oh.
Why did Tammy Faye yell at Michelle?
She's a bitch.
Do you remember why she got yelled at?
No. I just remember I was too young to be on. I was really upset.
Aw. How old were you?
But I got chocolate milk. I was probably like 3.
Oh, okay.
So I think that Michelle was 5. She must have been 8.
Okay. Wow. On Ranger Andy, we got beer. Oh, I'll hit it, Rob. I'm
I was going to say, that's your cue.
That's my job. Sorry. How's that tequila? This is not a good drink.
Sorry.
Seems to be working.
Okay, Mike, I'm coming there. I'm going to make you a drink.
How soon can you be here? Because this is awesome.
This guy at the liquor store up here sold me, like, I swear to God, Pancho Villa ass tequila.
Yeah.
That's what he sold.
Yeah, you need the dirty stuff.
How many times have I told you, don't buy liquor in a leather box?
Hi, Santos.
Right. Yeah, right?
We're going to do a fast turn here, right?
We're going to turn around right after we do this and then come back with our bonus show right here. Thank you all, and thank you for your continued support. We will be right back with our 1 hour of bonus fun. Hi, Santos. I think this tequila came out of your little duke. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Not gonna happen.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Newman.
Bye-bye.